Chapter 5. The security task force guy explained everything to me. Baggage handlers can ignore a ticking suitcase. The security task force guy, he called baggage handlers throwers. Modern bombs don't tick. But a suitcase that vibrates, the baggage handlers, the throwers, have to call the police. How I came to live with Tyler is because most airlines have this policy about vibrating baggage. My flight back from Dulles, I had everything in that one bag. When you travel a lot, you learn to pack the same for every trip. 6 white shirts, 2 black trousers, the bare minimum you need to survive. Traveling alarm clock, cordless electric razor, toothbrush, 6 pair underwear, 6 pair black socks. It turns out my suitcase was vibrating on departure from Dulles, according to the security task force guy. So the police took it off the flight. Everything was in that bag. My contact lens stuff, 1 red tie with blue stripes, 1 blue tie with red stripes. These are regimental stripes, not club tie stripes. 1 solid red tie. A list of all these things used to hang on the inside of my bedroom door at home. Home was a condominium on the 15th floor of a high-rise, a sort of filing cabinet for widows and young professionals. The marketing brochure promised a foot of concrete floor, ceiling, and wall between me and any adjacent stereo or turned-up television. A foot of concrete and air conditioning. You couldn't open the window, so even with maple flooring and dimmer switches, all 1,700 airtight feet would smell like the last meal you cooked or your last trip to the bathroom. Yeah, and there were butcher block countertops and low-voltage track lighting. Still, a foot of concrete is important when your next-door neighbor lets the battery on her hearing aid go and has to watch her game shows at full blast. Or when a volcanic blast of burning gas and debris that used to be your living room set and personal effects blows out your floor-to-ceiling windows and sails down flaming to leave just your condo, only yours, a gutted, charred concrete hole in the cliffside of the building. These things happen. Everything. Including your set of hand-blown green glass dishes with the tiny bubbles and imperfections, little bits of sand, proof they were crafted by the honest, simple, hard-working indigenous aboriginal peoples of wherever. Well, these dishes all get blown out by the blast. Picture the floor-to-ceiling drapes blown out and flaming to shreds in the hot wind. 15 floors over the city, this stuff comes flaming and bashing and shattering down on everyone's car. Me? While I'm heading west, asleep at Mach 0.83 or 455 miles an hour, true airspeed, the FBI is bomb-squatting my suitcase on a vacated runway back at Dulles. 9 times out of 10, the security task force guy says, the vibration is an electric razor. This was my cordless electric razor. The other time, it's a vibrating dildo. The security task force guy told me this. This was at my destination. Without my suitcase, where I was about to cab at home and find my flannel sheets shredded on the ground. Imagine, the task force guy says, telling a passenger on arrival that a dildo kept her baggage on the East Coast. Sometimes it's even a man. It's airline policy not to imply ownership in the event of a dildo. Use the indefinite article. A dildo. Never your dildo. Never ever say the dildo accidentally turned itself on. A dildo activated itself and created an emergency situation that required evacuating your baggage. Rain was falling when I woke up from my connection in Stapleton. Rain was falling when I woke up on our final approach to home. An announcement told us, please take this opportunity to check around our seats for any personal belongings we might have left behind. Then the announcement said my name. Would I please meet with an airline representative waiting at the gate? I set my watch back 3 hours, and it was still after midnight. There was the airline representative at the gate, and there was the security task force guy to say, ha, your electric razor kept your checked baggage at Dulles. The task force guy called the baggage handlers throwers. Then he called them rampers. To prove things could be worse, the guy told me at least it wasn't a dildo. Then, maybe because I'm a guy and he's a guy and it's 1 o'clock in the morning, maybe to make me laugh, the guy said industry slang for flight attendant was space waitress, or air mattress. It looked like the guy was wearing a pilot's uniform, white shirt with little epaulettes and a blue tie. My luggage had been cleared, he said, and would arrive the next day. The security guy asked my name and address and phone number, and then he asked me what was the difference between a condom and a cockpit.
You can only get one prick into a condom, he said.
I cabbed home on my last 10 bucks. The local police had been asking a lot of questions, too. My electric razor, which wasn't a bomb, was still 3 time zones behind me. Something which was a bomb, a big bomb, had blasted my clever Nerunda coffee tables in the shape of a lime green yin and an orange yang that fit together to make a circle. Well, they were splinters now. My Aparanda sofa group with the orange slipcovers designed by Erica Picari was trash now. And I wasn't the only slave to my nesting instinct. The people I know who used to sit in the bathroom with pornography, now they sit in the bathroom with their IKEA furniture catalog. We all have the same Johannesov armchair and the Strina Green stripe pattern. Mine fell 15 stories, burning into a fountain. We all have the same Rizlampahar paper lamps made from wire and environmentally friendly unbleached paper. Mine are confetti. All that sitting in the bathroom. The Ala cutlery service, stainless steel, dishwasher safe, the Vilt hall clock made of galvanized steel. Oh, I had to have that. The Clips shelving unit. Oh, yeah. Emlig hat boxes, yes. The street outside my high-rise was sparkling and scattered with all this. The Momola quilt cover set, designed by Tomas Harala and available in the following. Orchid, fuchsia, cobalt, ebony, jet, eggshell, or heather. It took my whole life to buy this stuff. The easy care textured lacquer of my Kallax occasional tables. My Steg nesting tables. You buy furniture. You tell yourself this is the last sofa I will ever need in my life. Buy the sofa. Then for a couple of years you're satisfied that no matter what goes wrong, at least you've got your sofa issue handled. Then the right set of dishes. Then the perfect bed, the drapes, the rug. Then you're trapped in your lovely nest and the things you used to own. Now they own you. Until I got home from the airport. The doorman steps out of the shadows to say there's been an accident. The police, they were here and asked a lot of questions. The police think maybe it was the gas. Maybe the pilot light on the stove went out or a burner was left on. Leaking gas. And the gas rose to the ceiling, and the gas filled the condo from ceiling to floor in every room. The condo was 1,700 square feet with high ceilings, and for days and days, the gas must have leaked until every room was full. When the rooms were filled to the floor, the compressor at the base of the refrigerator clicked on. Detonation. The floor-to-ceiling windows and their aluminum frames went out, and the sofas and the lamps and dishes and sheets set in flames. The high school annuals and the diplomas and telephone. Everything blasting out from the 15th floor in a sort of solar flare. Oh, not my refrigerator. I've collected shelves full of different mustards. Some stone ground. Some English pub style. There were 14 different flavors of fat-free salad dressing and 7 kinds of capers. I know. A house full of condiments and no real food. The doorman blew his nose, and something went into his handkerchief with a good slap of a pitch into a catcher's mitt. You could go up to the 15th floor, the doorman said, but nobody could go into the unit. Police orders. The police had been asking, did I have an old girlfriend who'd want to do this, or did I make an enemy of somebody who had access to dynamite?
It wasn't worth going up, the doorman said. All that's left is the concrete shell.
The police hadn't ruled out arson. No one had smelled gas. The doorman raised an eyebrow. This guy spent his time flirting with the day maids and nurses who worked in the big units on the top floor and waited in the lobby chairs for their rides after work. 3 years I lived here, and the doorman still sat reading his Ellery Queen magazine every night while I shifted packages and bags to unlock the front door and let myself in. The doorman raises an eyebrow and says how some people will go on a long trip and leave a candle,
a long, long candle burning in a big puddle of gasoline. People with financial difficulties do this stuff. People who want out from under. I asked to use the lobby phone.
A lot of young people try to impress the world and buy too many things, the doorman said.
I called Tyler. The phone rang in Tyler's rented house on Paper Street. Oh, Tyler, please deliver me. And the phone rang. The doorman leaned into my shoulder and said,
A lot of young people don't know what they really want.
Oh, Tyler, please rescue me. And the phone rang.
Young people, they think they want the whole world.
Deliver me from Swedish furniture. Deliver me from clever art. And the phone rang and Tyler answered.
If you don't know what you want, the doorman said, you end up with a lot you don't.
May I never be complete. May I never be content. May I never be perfect. Deliver me, Tyler, from being perfect and complete. Tyler and I agreed to meet at a bar. The doorman asked for a number where the police could reach me. It was still raining. My Audi was still parked in the lot, but a DiCapo halogen torchiere was speared through the windshield. Tyler and I, we met and drank a lot of beer, and Tyler said yes, I could move in with him, but I would have to do him a favor. The next day, my suitcase would arrive with a bare minimum. 6 shirts, 6 pair of underwear. There, drunk in a bar where no one was watching and no one would care, I asked Tyler what he wanted me to do. Tyler said, I want you to hit me as hard as you can.